Has anyone ever told you that you have done a beautiful thing? That is how Jesus described what a woman did when she anointed him with expensive perfume not long before the time of his crucifixion. Brother David Johnson will use these words for his sermon topic on this Words of Life program. Churches of Christ and other dedicated Christians sponsor us with their prayers and contributions so that the gospel can be shared. Please listen as we present songs of praise for our Lord. Please pray with me. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are God, and we honor you and obey no other. Thank you for the opportunity to share your word today on radio. Please grant our listeners with understanding, convictions, healing, and peace that are needed for their lives. And Lord, we pray for your faithful throughout the world. Give them your protection and strengthen faith as they live and work and serve you. Help us to be ready for the promised return of Jesus when he calls us home. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Now, using Matthew 26:6-13, Brother David Johnson will present his sermon entitled, Done a Beautiful Thing.
It's good to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, Done a Beautiful Thing. And our main text is taken from the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 6-13. Please listen to the Word of God. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth, whenever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." This is the word of God, and we're thankful that God has seen fit to preserve his word to us. Many years ago, serving another church than the one I am at now, I was called to the bedside of a godly woman for prayer. She was thought to be dying. In the meantime, her daughters, granddaughters, had been diligently working on a large, handmade quilt full of depicted scenes of family, friends, and fun times mounted on this quilt crafted in her honor. However, God overruled and gave this dear woman a few more years on this earth. She lived to see and to enjoy the finished quilt, lovingly stitched and crafted for her. Her family had done a beautiful thing for the woman they deeply loved. Somewhat similarly, a woman a few days before the death of Jesus did a beautiful thing, a lovely thing for him. Let's look closer at our text, Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 through 13. Consider verses 6 and 7. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. Bethany, which means house, place of unripe figs, was a village on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives, approximately 1.5 miles east of Jerusalem. Simon the leper was almost certainly a person Jesus had healed of leprosy, which is often a mutilating, serious skin disease. Surely Simon was healed because lepers were by law not permitted to socialize with healthy people, nor to live in villages. A woman whose identity is revealed in John's Gospel, parallel passage in John's Gospel, chapter 12 and verse 3, as Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. John records very similar details that can be harmonized with Matthew and Mark's Gospels of the same account. An alabaster jar refers to a jar or flask of a very fine variety of white marble quarried in Egypt, which could be carved into as delicate containers for storing expensive ointments or perfumes. Since the jar was easily carved and soft, it could be easily broken. It would have been a long-necked container, sealed to keep the perfume from evaporating. Very expensive perfume, in Mark's account, Mark chapter 14 and verse 3, indicates a very expensive perfume made of pure nard. Pure would mean it was genuine and unadulterated, not mixed with anything else. Nard is an aromatic oil derived from the nard plant, which is native to the nation of India. Therefore, its expense was increased as it was imported from afar. She poured it on his head. Both Matthew's and Mark's accounts indicate she poured it on his head, Mark chapter 14 and verse 3. John's account also records that she poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. Obviously, Mary had long, flowing hair. Notice she poured it, not a dab of this expensive perfume. Mary anointed Jesus with the full contents, probably about a pint, according to John chapter 12 and verse 3. She broke the jar, Mark chapter 14 and verse 3. Therefore, the house was filled with the fragrance of this expensive perfume, John chapter 12 and verse 3. In Jesus' day, administering to a guest, usually with olive oil to anoint his head, was a common courtesy, as well as the washing of his feet. Normal hospitality in the first century Palestine. But Jesus was no ordinary guest, and this was a special occasion. Note John chapter 12 and verse 2, which says, "Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Furthermore, kings' heads were anointed with oil, as according to 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 6. And Mary believed Jesus of Nazareth was her Messiah King. Indeed, he remains our Messiah King, a King in waiting, coming eventually to reign on David's throne on earth. Reclining at the table. Reclining here means the ancient custom, especially at a banquet-type meal, for the body to be in a prone position, supporting himself on his left elbow, leaving the right hand free to take food from a low table. So Mary could have easily poured perfume over his head. Matthew chapter 26 and verses 8 and 9. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Disciples, referring here to the most vocal, especially referring to the most vocal spokesman of their indignation or anger, is identified and exposed by John in his gospel according to John chapter 12 and verses 4 through 6. That one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He did not say this because he cared about the poor, because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. A year's wages would have amounted to 300 denarii, earned by a common laborer, manual labor, emphasizing the value of the perfume. The undiscerning disciples thought Mary's anointing of Jesus a waste. But undoubtedly, Mary thought it worship of her Lord. Mary gave her very best, perhaps her most costly possession, to Jesus. What are we today willing to give to Jesus? Is it our best? What does it cost us? Moreover, how do we worship our Lord apart from formal worship assemblies? Matthew chapter 26 and verse 10. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me." Of course, Jesus, the Son of God, was and is aware of attitudes, of heart conditions. Jesus was aware of his disciples' dullness. He was also aware of Mary's devotion to him. What beautiful things do we today do for Jesus, in his name and for his sake and his kingdom? And whatever we do for Jesus, is it worshipful to his glory? How deep is our devotion to our Lord? Normally, a pious first century Jewish woman would not have unbound her usually kept long hair in public But in this case, Mary, wiping Jesus' feet with her hair, John chapter 12 and verse 3, was exercising pure devotion and dedication to her master. Mary humbled herself at Jesus' feet, seeking to serve him. Mary was often at Jesus' feet. We today, as disciples and servants of Jesus, the head of the church, can also offer our hearts, our hands, to humble ourselves in our service, for example, to the needs made known in our churches, in our church bulletins, by our leaders, regarding our youth work, for example, and other ministries, both spiritual and benevolent, whatever needs need to be met. We should always remember the truism of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58 that says in part, "Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Jesus Christ knew exactly the significance of the beautiful thing, the lovely thing Mary had done for him. Matthew chapter 26 and verses 11 through 13. "The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth, verily, verily, I say unto thee, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Jesus, of course, was not discounting helping the poor. But the fact remains even today, for all of our efforts, the poor persist. Jesus knew he was in the shadow of the cruel cross. Before the ugly thing of crucifixion was done to him, Mary did this beautiful thing to him. Before the hurt came the homage, as Mary worshiped him. Before his death, before his burial, his body was anointed. And before the preaching of this gospel sermon, this lesson, ends, once again in your hearing, what she, Mary, has done, this beautiful thing, has been told again and again and again in memory of her. So finally, making a family quilt is a beautiful thing. But it's temporal. Sharing the good news of Jesus Christ is a most beautiful thing, and it has eternal consequences. Consider this paradox. The cross was at a terrible cost to Christ. However, also, the cross was and is a tremendous grace to those who receive Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. Do the most beautiful thing. Receive Christ Jesus today, if you have not, or be rededicated to Christ, that we may always recognize that He must be Savior and Lord. To receive Him for the first time, it must be by obedient faith. That is, with genuine repentance of sin, confession of Christ as Lord, being baptized, immersed into Christ, and remaining faithful to Him until He calls us home. May this be not only the meditation of our hearts, but may it come to pass in each one of our lives.
How I praise Thee, precious Savior, that Thy love laid hold of me. every day and every hour. Jesus, fill now with thy Spirit hearts that full surrender know that the streams of living water from our inner man may flow. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour.
Brother Johnson's sermon has honored Jesus and instructed us. If you are already a Christian, the blessings of Jesus and salvation that are found in Him are already yours. If you have not yet made that important decision to believe and accept the salvation of Jesus, we encourage you to do so today. Please contact us or find a good Bible-based group of believers to help you in your decision. If you would like to have a free CD of this and next week's program, ask for broadcast number 1917. That's 1917. We look forward to hearing from you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.